Hello and welcome to Walk in the Dark. I am your hostess, Beth. And today we're going to be talking about something that's almost 100 years old. It took place in Bavaria, Germany. I do apologize if I butcher the Germanic pronunciations. I'm doing the best I can. But we are talking about the Hinterkaifeck murders that occurred in a small farmstead that was about 70 kilometers, aka 43 miles, outside of Munich, Germany. So there were six people living at this house at the time. There was Andres Gruber, who was 63, and Gazila Gruber, who was 72. They had a widow daughter, Victoria. She had two children, Gazila, who was 7, and Joseph, who was 2. And they had a maid to help them out. So the thing that really draws people to this is the fact that there were a few questions that were happening before the attack and then things that happened after. So first of all, right before the attack, the maid that had been there quit. She was like, nope, I'm not sticking around. She actually thought the house was haunted. She kept hearing strange noises in the attic and she was freaking out. So, another thing that was found is a newspaper from Munich was found on the property, and nobody could remember getting the newspaper. So they were like, oh, maybe it was somebody that came to visit. And then also, neighbors were told that they had seen fresh snow that led from the forest to a broken door in the machine room on the farm. But there was never any hint of footprints leaving. Now, personally, I would have maybe done something about that. But they also said later they thought they heard footsteps in the attic. And they searched, but nobody was there. But the family was like, oh, no, it's fine. It's probably just animals. We don't have to contact the police or anything. So, anyway, on March 31st, 1922, Maria came to work, basically, and she was walked there by her sister, who basically, you know, stayed, probably had coffee, talked a little bit. And then later that evening is when bad things started to happen. It says that night, Victoria, her daughter, and her parents were lured into the family barn, and they were murdered one at a time. The only time that I find that interesting is the fact that we didn't know, I would have maybe wondered if people weren't coming back. But it says that they used something called a mattock, and I had to look this up. It's basically like a pickaxe. But they call it a mattock, for those of you that know about this sort of thing. And so they were all killed, and then they used the weapon on the 2-year-old who was asleep, as well as on the maid who was in her bedchambers. People were a little curious about what was going on. So on April 1st, these people came to the farm and they knocked and walked around the yard, but they didn't see anybody. And they were like, oh, the gate to the machine house is open, so let's go see what's going on. But they didn't actually look inside. They called a little bit, but nobody answered. And the little girl, Gazila, was absent for a few days from school. The family didn't show up to church, and their mail started piling up in the mailbox, and that was always considered very strange. Usually if someone was going out of town for whatever reason, there'd still be someone there working a farm, because farms need to be, run. Anyway, this one person went on April 4th, because he hadn't seen the family for a while, but then he had heard the sound of farm animals and the dog inside the barn. Anyway, and then another family sent their children, a 16-year-old and 9-year-old, to basically see if they could talk to the family because they were kind of curious about what was going on. Why haven't they seen them? Why haven't they heard from them? Where are they? They didn't see anybody, and they actually went to the farm. They went to the farm same day as the other guy. And as it turned out, they all kind of were trying to figure out what was going on. They entered the barn and found the bodies of this man, Andres, his wife, Gazila, Victoria, and then of course Gazila, and then Maria and Joseph. So people were freaking out because this is strange. Because here's the thing, is that they basically were like, well, first of all, 1922, not a lot was known then. Some people thought it could be a robbery, and but then they found a lot of money in the house that would have been easily grabbed. So that was strange. Also, the perpetrator or perpetrators remained on the farm for many days. Someone had actually fed the cattle and eaten all of the bread, and they had cut meat from recently cut meat from the pantry. So basically, they had been living in this house that where they had killed people. It's a really big issue. Some people said that maybe animals could have been what drew the victims to the barn, but then others say that it was too far away. There was also an idea that people had seen like smoke coming up, and so they were like, well, was it them? Was it someone else? Anyway, other people had said that they walked by and saw people on the edge of the forest, they saw strangers, etc., etc. But there's not a lot that was known. There were quite a few people that were seen as suspects. They actually interviewed over 100 people. These range from everywhere from Victoria's husband, who had been killed in World War I, but they had never found his body, so they were like, oh, maybe this was a thing, and but people were like, maybe he didn't really do that. Others say that Victoria had someone else in her life. Then there were people who said the family didn't get along with other people. It's a very long thing. Many people have been trying to figure out what caused this. And there's actually a sh where the farm is, they have destroyed it since then. It's been knocked down. Which, is probably for the best. But basically, they found when they did, they found the mattock. Was it mattock? Mattock. That basically was used in the killings. And they also found a knife that was there. So those were only two things they found when they knocked down the barn, but they also didn't find anything when they knocked down the entire farm. Some people thought it would be too dark to leave up there and to, have that everyone, having everyone murdered there. It's been really looked at a lot. Even in 2007, students from the police acad from a police academy were trying to figure it out with modern investigative techniques. There have been books, there have been movies, there's been so many different things. There's really no idea of who did the killings. There's a small shrine near where everything stood, but even after asking over 100 people, they don't know who did the killing. They don't know the reasoning, and without any sort of evidence locked away, especially if they just knocked everything down, So you can't really tell how things were unless there are pictures. And, you know, you're supposed to feel safe in your own home. You always think that if something's going to happen, it's going to be somewhere else. So I think a good suggestion would be to make sure you lock your doors. Maybe don't go investigate strange noises. And remember to turn on the light. Bye.